And hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you so much for listening. It's really an honor to talk to people in Northern Minnesota about what they love doing, what traditions, sustainable practices, and Indigenous and ancestral lifeways are important to people. And today, I'm talking with a family who's combining their skills and passions to bring healthy and fresh foods to their communities. Denise and Danny Pirados, Tracy Dagan, and Nikki Love are all Anishinaabe Kwe from Boys Fort Band and make up the Harvest Nation Inc. team. It's early January when we sit around a table overlooking a beautiful frozen Lake Vermilion, and I have the joy of meeting with three of the team members to chat about their up-and-coming business venture that's been in the works for years.
I'm Denise Pirados. I'm the CEO of Harvest Nation. We're going to have an energy crisis. It's just a matter of time when. And I thought, well, we don't grow food anymore. We don't have food up here that we could grow. We're at the end of the food pipeline anyway. Most of our fruits and vegetables have the least shelf life because we're the last place where everything's transported. And everything doesn't have any nutritional value. A head of iceberg lettuce is nothing, you know. So I started doing research on, first I was going to just build it in the backyard. And then I thought, no, I want it longer, to last longer. And then I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to be building inside, let's grow the most flavorful varieties we can. So I took 2 years just figuring out what's the best tasting tomato is black cherry tomatoes.
Plus, with the short growing season and extreme cold of northern Minnesota, Denise wanted to find a way to create a process that could be a success for the health of the community and a technical innovation.
And so I started doing all the research on what's the best system. So up here, the only option we have is aeroponics to grow indoors. And aeroponics is where the roots are hanging in air and they're being doused with water at intervals. And water and it's basically water and nutrients.
But it's not as simple as just setting up some pre-made system.
There's so many different variables you have to know for each crop, like how much light they like. Do they not grow with this crop and grow with this crop better? What temperature do they like to have the seeds germinated at? What temperatures do they like during the day? Which temperatures at night? Some blueberries need 32 degrees, which would be horrible for our other crops. So I had to find the blueberries system that would grow and warm all the time, which is not a northern crop.
Denise says it'd be easy to do one crop, but combining all the types of foods that they'd like to grow is a real puzzle. But it's a challenge they're working on to better the community's health.
Even in Minnesota, Boys Fort has the highest incidence of diabetes among natives in Minnesota. And all these things are preventable by food.
Hi, I'm Tracy Dagan. I'll be the COO for the Harvest Nation here. I grew up on a reservation here, so I'm pretty familiar with the people. One of the things is getting our people healthier. So Harvest Nation is a good tool to do that. Once we get going, it'll be pretty awesome. So,
as Tracy mentions, healthy food is such a central role in health. And Harvest Nation is aligning their work with the continuously growing food sovereignty movement. Danny Pirates is the sales and marketing manager and learned for herself how vital healthy food choices are.
Paradis Indigenakaz, Mukwa Nindodem, Onamani Zagiagan Indujaba, Hello, my name is Danny Paradis. I am, as well as my family, we are Bear Clan, and I'm from the lovely Lake Vermilion Reservation community, which in our language, Onamani Zagiagan, is Lake of the Sunset Glow, and it is just gorgeous around here. So when my mom brought Harvest Nation, the concept out and to the family for us to get going with it, I was really excited to start helping because of the social justice aspect of it. Traditionally, you know, Native food systems were disrupted with colonization, which I personally have suffered from in terms of my physical well-being. But I really didn't know or care much about health for a long time, and neither did my peer group. It wasn't a thing. And then I had kids, and so I started teaching them kind of negative eating habits, just thinking, this is life, this is who I am, with my body that was so physically uncomfortable, emotionally and spiritually too, mentally. So the physical pain, emotional, spirit pain, everything else. And then I had some other issues where I really had to start working on my health. And found that I actually did have the power to change my body to where I feel better.
And the food sovereignty movement that I mentioned earlier values local production and access to culturally appropriate foods done in an environmentally healthy way and with a focus on education and outreach, you know, making sure food knowledge is spread throughout communities.
And with the fear of, you know, diabetes and the effect it's had on family members, I'm sick of seeing my family members get their limbs chopped off, especially when we had traditional foods that met our needs, of course, the physical needs, but the spiritual and cultural aspect. And it makes me want to cry even talking about it, and how unjust the whole history is there. You know, it's going to take us to heal us, is what I'm seeing or finding. And when we talk to other organizations that are more businessy, looking to invest in new agricultural technologies, they're looking at the bottom line and not considering these value-added food products, their impact on health. And so Harvest Nation is carrying, you know, the health aspect forward in what we do, because we could grow maybe GMOs that don't have maybe as much nutritional value as these heirlooms that my mom has picked out. But we are. It's harder to grow heirlooms, but for what they offer our bodies and what they can restore to our health, we're doing it that way. And for now, at least, won't be swayed. If we can, you know, stabilize our physical well-being, then we can really start to do some incredible work on the other issues affecting Native America, where we have, you know, the highest rates of domestic violence or higher rates of, you know, substance abuse disorders or mental health disorders, all these other things. We can start with food. And we had a talking circle for our research project where one of our family members had attended and said, my great-grandpa, my mom, and my aunt's grandpa, George Strong, he taught that food is medicine, that he verbally transferred that information to our cousin. And I was like, I never got that teaching. I've heard, you know, the buzzwords around food is medicine nowadays, but I didn't know that it was really legitimately from our own family that we had that knowledge in our family, and it just didn't get passed down. And so my kids know that now. They definitely know.
Chimigwech, Denise and Danny Pirados and Tracy Dagan for taking the time to talk aeroponics, health, and food sovereignty with me. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Musical Flourishes brought to you by Sam Miltich. Thank you to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Giga Wabaman, see you soon.